This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dickerson on the call. We're going to talk about turning the page. End of the hour, 6:50. Cubs in town, packed ballpark. Looking for your ballpark hacks. Before we turn the page, splitting with the White Sox, not good.
No.
Not the end of the world, but not good. So we would like to offer you the chance to vent any concerns that you may have with this team. Nobody's going to disown you. You can speak freely and still be a Tiger fan. Is there anything that's concerning you right now about this baseball team? 248-539-9797. John, want to clear the air? Anything that's bugging you?
Yeah, I've got three things.
Oh, wow. They only lost two games.
Yeah, well, okay, this is very nitpicky because we're talking about a team that has the best record. I'm not going to say they're the best team, but they have the best record in Major League Baseball, and they remain there. They're consistently there.
I want to help people out. We're going to rebrand. The Tigers are good, but we just said it so you don't have to. We all know they're good. The Tigers are very good, but what's the but?
And it's all a lead up to, I know we're still 6-7 weeks away from the trade deadline, but as we approach it, all of these things will be continue to be highlighted. One is Casey Mize. It's been a couple of starts that they just haven't been what we thought Casey Mize had become at the start of the season. And yesterday, that game, they were lucky that it was 2-2 going into the 10th, because you load the bases up in the first inning and you think, okay, you flirted with danger, you played with fire, and you got away with it. And then the second inning comes, and again, he plays with fire and gets away with it. And it was, 31 pitches in the first inning? And then he gets to the third, and you think, okay, a six-pitch inning. He's back on track.
Settle in.
No. It just, that game could have got out of hand quickly. And I know, it's his last two starts. You're not going to be perfect all the time. We even see it with Derek Skubal, right? We expect more from him, but perfection is... That's not the key. Consistency is. And consistency is where I'm at with Casey Mize. I need to see a more consistent pitcher. So I have concerns there. The bullpen, and we've talked about this for a while, it is one of the better bullpens in Major League Baseball. Yep. But if our goal is a World Series, our goal is more series wins in the postseason, you're going to have a deeper and more threatening bullpen. And that's very nitpicking. And then the other one, and this is true throughout baseball, hitting really good pitching. In the last dozen games, I'll even go back to the start of the Cleveland series when they faced, Tanner Bibee. They didn't score any runs. They didn't get many hits. And it feels like since then, against the top pitchers that they will face in the postseason, and I don't know if it's necessarily these individual pitchers because it was Kansas City and certainly, you know, Chicago's not going to be in the postseason. But against really good pitching, they've really struggled. And again, that's not rocket science.
No.
Good pitching is going to be hard to hit. And in the postseason, you're going to get a lot of 2-1 games, 3-2 games. You're not going to have a lot of those, like, you know, you start the Sox series with a 13-1 win. That's not going to happen very often in the postseason. You're going to have to be more consistent at hitting good pitching.
I also had three things, and there's some overlap. One of them was the offense. The last 2 weeks, they ranked 25th in OPS, bottom 10 in runs scored. And yeah, you can say they played Kansas City and the Giants and Cleveland, good pitching. Playoff baseball is good pitching. I still want to bat before the deadline, and I think the last couple weeks reinforced the need for that. The number two starter question. Like, if you're concerned about Mize, Flaherty's perked up, but someone needs to solidify as the number two. Reese Olson's not healthy. If the playoffs started and everyone was healthy, their four would be Scooble, Mize, Flaherty, and Reese Olson in some order. Right. I don't know who the number two is, and that's why it's right, a question. Yeah. So I also had that. And then the third thing is AJ pulling Karp for Ibanez in both of the losses this week when that spot would come up in the lineup later in the game, meaning he went all in on the Ibanez at bat, and then they got burned by it. Like, Ibanez comes in as a pinch hitter yesterday in the eighth. No one's in scoring position. And then Ibanez comes up in the 10th against a righty.
Yeah.
Nobody left on the bench. How about on Tuesday, the first loss in this series, they pinch hit for Carpenter in the sixth inning. Andy Ibanez is not hitting lefties. He's not hitting anybody consistently right now. I know Carp lefty-lefty isn't a great matchup, but knowing that there's a lot of baseball left, I'm keeping Carp in the game. If it's the ninth, if there's a runner in scoring position, if AJ wants to say it's now or never, fine. But pulling a guy in the sixth or the eighth of a tie game with no one in scoring position, it's incredibly minor because AJ does a great job managing this team. I don't get forcing Andy Ibanez in while there's still a lot of outs left in a ball game and taking Carpenter out.
I agree with that. When that happened, I was listening. I was in the garage and I was listening. And I thought, oh boy, 2-2, we get to extra. I'd rather have, Karp's bat in the lineup, no matter if it's a lefty or righty. And come to find out, Ibanez gets up against a righty. I don't know that I'm in a position right now, or my mind is in a position to question AJ Hinch, because it feels like, and I have no numbers to actually back this up, but the perception is that 95% of the time, the matchup works out. How many times have we talked about the wizardry of whether it's who you're putting in on the mound, how you're using your bullpen, how you're using, whether it's, Javi Baez or Torque or Karp or, the pitch hitters. It seems the perception is that it's always worked out.
I could hear AJ in my ear because he's done this with us and he's done this in media scrums. Don't blame me if the result doesn't work as long as the process is good.
Right.
And I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of his thought is, well, if it had worked, you wouldn't be criticizing me today. But I want to question the process. Andy Ibanez's OPS is under 700. It's like 100 points lower than it is for his career against lefties. It's not like he's a no-doubter, no-brainer, has to play against the lefty. I mean, they dropped this guy in the cleanup spot, and he's not hitting lefties this season the way he has for his career. When does that become a story? If it's no longer early in the season for the team, it's no longer early for Andy's splits. He has not been a productive enough hitter against lefties to where I'm taking Carpenter out with a lot of baseball left.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's get to Jim in Canton. Jim, again, no one's disowning anybody. You're free to vent. Everybody knows the team's good. Do you have any concerns? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas. Happy Donut Day.
Hey, Happy Donut Day.
So, my concern is kind of what John was saying. We have a lot of good hitters. We don't have any great hitters. I don't think we have anybody hitting 300 off the top of my head. But at least we don't have many holes in the lineup except maybe Trey Sweeney. But till you get to Jake Rogers in the 9-hole, right? And he's hitting maybe 120, I think. Why do you even keep him in there? And why not bring Thomas Vito back? I mean, I know he wasn't a power hitter, but at least he was hitting for average pretty well. That's my question. That's my concern.
I would tell you this. They value Jake's defense a lot. Now, your point is he's not hitting. I agree with you. But I think they're gonna lean on the defense at the catcher position especially,
right,
and want Jake to have a role. Now, the answer might be play him less. Which is what they've done.
Yeah, and A.J. Hinch even said, hey, at a three-game series, Dylan Dingler's going to get two of the three.
Right.
On a four-game series, he's going to get three of the four.
But he's not going to get four of four or three of three. It's just not how you manage catchers over 162. Jake's going to play some, and he'll hit near the bottom of the order. He'll hit in the 9 spot or the 8 spot most days. To his point, the lineup does not have a lot of like glaring, easy outs, dead spots. They're a deeper ball club than they were a year ago, and that's helped their offense that does not have a couple elite bats.
Okay, to be fair to the caller and what he said about the 300 hitter, there's 10 in the American League.
Yes.
Okay, so it's hitting 300 right now in baseball is a very difficult thing. I would say concern with Torque 2 weeks now since Cleveland came to town.
Yeah.
6 for 43.
Yeah.
16 strikeouts, 3 RBI. Yeah. That is becoming concerning because of his track record.
Right.
And I 227 average, which I've got a line right now kind of with baseball where it's at. Look, his OPS is still above 800, so that's good. But with average, 230, please. And now he's below that. I believe you start in a team like this that's built with no 300 hitters, and you've got a lot of guys sitting in the 270, 260 range, your good hitters, that you can't afford to have a guy hitting where Torque hits at 230.
Yes, but I hear A.J. Hinch in my ear talking about it's a long season. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. I agree that's not been a great 2 weeks. Not really a great 3 weeks for Torque. He does need to pull out of it. There needs to be some of those doubles that we saw early in the season, especially with runners on base. We need to see better contact. And I mean, last night in the driveway, right? I'm talking to one of the neighbors, and he mentioned, "Hey, we were 5 feet away from that being a completely different story. We were, but whether it was a infield fly out or it's a long fly ball, it didn't get it done."
Right, and with Torque, when he was getting that double, it was winning you a game.
Right,
you get the double yesterday, you win a game.
Yeah, I really don't think I'm going to sweat Torque's batting average. It's
no,
2025. It's OPS. His OPS is over 800. The last couple weeks are concerning, but that's the true measure, is can he keep his OPS over 800?
Right, but his OPS is horrible the last
2 weeks.
No,
I know, but I'm not sweating. 230, he's hitting 220. Yeah, but are there doubles? Are there homers? The power is what he's going to be judged by as an everyday first baseman. The Tigers don't have a star bat. They have three guys with an OPS over 800. It's Green, it's Torque, and Carpenter.
Yeah.
I'd like to get more guys in that mix because you're going to have to hit really good pitching late in the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.